Hey, Brooke, are you okay?
Hey, sorry about the
Bye.
technical difficulties. We're here now.
We're here now, finally. Let me
Yeah.
just get those comments off. So, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to myself in the community. It's just wonderful everything that you're doing. For everyone who may not be aware of the wonderful work you're doing, are you able to just give a brief explanation about yourself, your community, everything that you do on Instagram, and also maybe a little bit of a mental health journey, so your relationship with anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a pleasure to be here and I'm super excited. So I actually am a brain rewiring coach and I help people with anxious thoughts as well as more like physical health challenges. So things like fatigue, digestive problems, brain fog, all those types of things. And I've been doing this for about 4 or 5 years now. And I had my own journey as well. So about 6 years ago, I got hit with all kinds of chronic health challenges. Anxious thoughts was one of them at the top of the list, as well as food sensitivities, brain fog, everything along that nature. And I tried all the things to get better. I tried supplements and diets and you name it, IVs, devices, and I was still sick. And so I was doing all the external things to get better. I was, doing those type of things, and I was like, my mindset's a mess. I have all these anxious thoughts. I don't know what to do with them. Then I started to balance my nervous system basically with changing my thinking. So a lot of mindset type stuff as well as spiritual work. So once I started doing that, I saw amazing results. And then I transformed my business basically from doing lab supplements diets with my clients. That's what I started doing to doing this more type of brain rewiring work by changing the nervous system, balancing the nervous system, changing your thinking. And so now I help all kinds of people in the mental health space with, from a Christian approach with this approach. And so, yeah, I have lots of people following me in the mental health community, and I'm really passionate about helping people.
That's wonderful. So, regarding your journey, how do you see your journey regarding anxiety now? Would you say that you still get anxious, or would you say that you really probably like recovered from that?
Yeah, I'm pretty much recovering in my thinking. I'm very like balanced. I know how to like respond to triggers. Like, am I perfect? Absolutely not. In fact, I think everybody probably battles a little bit of fear or negative thinking here and there. I don't think anybody has 100% perfect thoughts all the time. And so, is my life perfect? No, but I am like, I went from literally bedbound and isolated, not able to function, social anxiety really, really bad. To being able to function, I'm working, I'm running, I work 50 hours a week, I can do everything. I went from eating two foods because of severe sensitivities to eating whatever I want, and I would say I'm basically functioning normally. Anxiety no longer ever really takes hold anymore,
So
so.
regarding the food sensitivities, you said that you've overcome that. What, how did that come about, and how would it present itself to you, and how did you overcome that specifically?
Yeah, so that was one of my biggest challenges. So I developed sensitivities based on like I was just really sick. I would eat something and I would react right away. Like I would get brain fogged or I'd get tired and just really crash, be on the couch. And so that was really frustrating for many years. Like I said, I did supplements, all of that. And then I started implementing the brain rewiring. That kind of helped me get out of the fight, flight, or freeze stress response. And definitely changing my thinking, like I said, how I respond to triggers, because I think when people have anxious thoughts, I believe they're stuck in fight, flight, or freeze, usually fight or flight, especially with like the racing mind and all of that. And the way I've done that is specific exercises. Like I do a 7-step exercise that I coach all my clients on. I did that for many, I did that for, I want to say, at least 10 months. A lot of that includes like visualization and different things included in that. And then also like just getting out of the fear of the things I was avoiding. I had all these negative beliefs. Oh, this one's high histamine, this food is, I can't have sugar. I had all these fears around food. And so I had to kind of challenge my beliefs. And so I worked a lot on that. And through all that, I've been able to recover and I can now eat whatever I want. I don't react. I mean, am I an advocate for eating whatever you want and eating fast food? Not necessarily. But I do believe that if your nervous system is resilient, that you should be able to eat a wide variety of foods and feel great. I mean, most people these days, they're eating whatever they want for the most part, people who are resilient, and they feel great. So it's just, I have food freedom. You know, I eat mostly whole foods just because I do believe that's good for you. But I have complete food freedom if I want to go off my diet a little bit. Or I should say, I'm not really on a diet anymore. But if I want to eat some chocolate, I don't react anymore. And it's really amazing.
No, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And obviously, congratulations for that. And I guess you help clients with that because of the experience and everything you've been through as well. Do you see the same results with clients?
Absolutely. So we've helped over, so it's me and my husband, and we have a whole team that help people at this point. But yeah, we've helped over thousands probably at this point, and we see those results all the time. I mean, some people, like, they've been sensitive to gluten for many years, and within a month of our program, they're already just eating it like they once used to, right? So a lot of people develop, like, food sensitivities later in life. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing because they get back to eating like they once did in high school, or just that flexibility of being able to choose. Now, like I said, I still recommend, you know, whole foods are great for you, but yeah, people are getting back to not having to be so restricted, not having to, oh my gosh, I can't take a bite of gluten, or I can't have a little bit of a treat here and there. We see all kinds of results. People from eating like two foods like I was to whatever they want, as well as not only food sensitivities, but also we work deeply with the anxious thoughts, the beliefs, the triggers, all of that. So we can calm a stress response, because a lot of it's not necessarily the stressors that are going on in people's lives. We found that a lot of it is actually the way the brain perceives stress, because two people can go through a stressful time. We call it a trial because we're Christians, but a stressful time, whether it's a divorce or something like that. And one person, you know, takes it really, really hard. They ruminate on it a very long time. And that can really initiate the stress response by how you perceive something. And then the other person can really just move on a lot quicker, and like just, and we find that's a lot better for the nervous system to start perceiving things positively and all of that, so.
That's really interesting. Regarding brain rewiring, so for people who are not familiar with that term, are you able to just go into detail of what that entails, how it's different to, say, traditional talking therapy, and how it helps people with anxiety?
Absolutely. So brain rewiring is a little bit different than traditional therapy, so like counseling. So counseling, nothing wrong with it. We actually recommend it for someone who's been through a really tough situation. That's more where you maybe talk about the problem, they help you with it, and just kind of work through it. So brain rewiring is more like action-oriented, where we're not going to go back and, you know, work through all the problems. We're not going to dig into, okay, why are you this way? Is it because of a bad childhood? That type of thing. Brain rewiring is more like, let's identify the unhealthy thinking patterns in your brain. How can we perceive them more positively? And how can we move forward in life? So we're not really going in the past. We're just like, what are you ruminating on right now? Is it a finance? Is it your health challenges? Maybe it's your fatigue and how sick you are. Maybe it's a relationship problem. And so we try to basically shift the way you think. So if you're ruminating on a problem, we disrupt that. And we say, you know, you can state Bible verses, we do that, or you can visualize or do something. Because the more you focus on something negative, the more it gets wired into your brain. And so for people who have fatigue, sleep problems, all of that, we have found that when you are ruminating on something negative, it heightens the stress response. In other words, it increases cortisol and adrenaline and actually makes physical health worse. And so what we're trying to do is trying to perceive everything positively, trying to create goals that move you forward in life, instead of trying to, like, why, fix the problem. We try to go, okay, what are our goals moving forward? We want to eat more foods. We want to exercise. We want to be healthy and happy. And we try to wire in pathways that are going to lead to that. So a lot of times we have people like just label their problems as like a trial or whatever, and trying not to like obsessively talk about the problems, like really trying to talk about positive things in life and wiring that into the brain. And by doing that, we see physical changes.
How do you approach someone? Because I know, obviously, with lots of experience within the community. So if someone's going through an anxiety disorder, they're dealing with these anxious and irrational thoughts, how do you deal with someone who says, well, I can't think positively because all I'm thinking is anxiety, all I'm thinking is this negativity? How do you shift that mindset?
Yeah, so I definitely get that. And I actually get that question all the time, because when I first started brain rewiring, I was in 24-hour negative thinking. We call them old wire loops in our program, and we help them identify exactly what those are. But if they're in those 24/7, like, one of our most powerful exercises is visualization. And we have people talk about a positive experience basically out loud, shut their eyes, and they're going to pretend that experience is actually happening right now. And we do that because the brain doesn't know the difference if something's actually happening or you're just thinking about it. And so when we are out and we're visualizing ourselves running and doing all those things, it can calm the stress response, boost dopamine and serotonin, get you out of those negative thinking patterns. And eventually the stress response calms, and you just overall are going to have less of those negative thinking. You're wiring positivity, calming that stress, which is really causing those unhealthy thinking patterns to start with. And so that's one of my favorite ways to do it. If you're in all day negative thinking patterns, you've got to get your brain out of that state. And like I said, one of my favorite ways.
And I love what you said about really tricking the brain with the visualization, because you were right. It doesn't know the difference between what a thought and what's real. And I think that's obviously where a lot of anxiety occurs, doesn't it? Because we are getting anxious over a perceived threat and not an actual threat that's in front of us. So talk to me about faith. How does faith play a role in everything that you do? If someone wants to come and work with you, do they have to be a Christian, for example? And yeah, I'm really, really interested in how faith works with everything you do. Have you always been a Christian? Tell me all the details.
Yeah, so I've been a Christian my whole life, but I didn't really have a true relationship with God until, I want to say, 7-8 years ago, maybe. And so, yeah, it does play a big role, because when we look at spiritually, sometimes we have to first realize that God is in control of all. So and this is kind of a hard pill to swallow sometimes, but it's like sometimes we try ourselves to self-heal. We're trying to do all these things. We're trying to do the right things, take all the best supplements, do the best diets. And sometimes God can say, still not yet. We can do all the best things. Like, some people that come to me, they're sick for so many years. They could be a dietitian. They know every diet. They've taken all the supplements, like I said. They tried therapy. They tried everything. And so realizing that God is control, and sometimes when we submit and surrender to him, then, you know, he can bless us with certain things, whether it's that or something else, maybe in his timing. So then understanding, like, fear. So a lot of anxious thoughts are fear-based thoughts. And so we look at what's going on spiritually. We believe that Satan, the enemy, is the one who puts those thoughts into our mind. And so recognizing that there's a spiritual battle as well. That's why we have people go, enemy, flee in Jesus' name. It's one of the things that we say. But recognizing that it's a spiritual battle can really help you, because the Bible says that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So a lot of this is in scripture, what we do. And so just realizing that. And then also, yes, we do work with people who are not Christians, but the best thing is, so like in our program, we have a lot of Christians. So if you are against, like, other people posting scriptures, we have like a Facebook group program, for example. If you're against that, it may not be a good fit, because maybe you're just getting triggered. But then again, we have to look at, okay, why are we getting triggered? Maybe we have a past negative thoughts towards Christianity or something, and just maybe disagree, you know, agree to disagree with those people. And so I think if you're not against Christianity, you can absolutely hop on in with us.
So if you're somebody who maybe, like you say, maybe doesn't commit to a religion, but doesn't dismiss Christianity, you're more than happy for them to work with them and help them.
Right. I'm happy to help anyone who wants help. But like I said, if you are like going to get triggered when somebody talks about a Bible verse, it just may not be a good fit. So anybody can be helped for sure.
That's wonderful. So I've got like a few questions from the community that I'd love to get into. Yeah. The first one is, do you believe all anxiety disorders can be overcome? And I remember this question. It said that they'd been dealing with an anxiety disorder for over 4 years and not seeing results. What's your take on that?
Absolutely. I believe so 100%. And so I can answer this really from two different perspectives, both from like a science-based perspective and more of a spiritual perspective. But looking at the science side of things, like our bodies are specifically created to heal, like they're resilient. We can bounce back. When we have anxiety, really, our nervous system is not in a state of homeostasis. And so when we have like sleep problems, anxious thoughts, like our nervous system is in fight, flight, or freeze from different stressors in life. Usually like a lot of emotional stressors, they might be physical stressors, let's just say surgery or pregnancy or whatever it is. So your nervous system is basically just in a stressed state when we talk about physically. And then we can talk about more like what's going on in the mind, right? There's also like unhealthy thinking patterns, behaviors, beliefs, certain things you're triggered by and you negatively respond by. All of that needs to be wired out. And so spiritually, I can answer that as well. So I believe God can heal anyone, anywhere, at his time and his will. So he's sovereign, as I told you, which means he's in control. And so when you understand that and you trust that God can simply heal, then you have hope because he's done it tons of times in the Bible. And I can also, I have testimonies galore and my own testimony of people overcoming anxious thoughts. They used to have a severe social anxiety or used to have severe anxiety about things. And so the thing I see with a lot of people is that they think they're a worst case scenario. They go, I'm too old. I've been through too much. I have the worst fatigue than everybody else. And they get into this area of hopelessness, the space of hopelessness. And I'm here to provide hope that I've seen so many people get over this. And so if it can work for them, it can work for you as well, whoever answered. So
yeah, no, that's a wonderful answer to that question. And just regarding the faith aspect, have you had people who maybe was on like borderline Christian, like a Christian, but then they've been through the process with you and it's made them more spiritually connected?
Yes. So many people have came and they're like, I'm not really sure about this Christian thing. I've never really done it, but it sounds really intriguing. Like I've never explored this and I just feel so much hope by talking to you, Brooklyn. I want to give it a try, right? And when they start in our program, they have no really relationship with God. And when they end, they just understand, you know, how to live a godly life. And they're just so much more at peace internally, and it completely transforms them from the inside out pretty much. So yeah, we've seen massive spiritual transformation as well.
That's interesting. And regarding like people working with you, are you doing that like over Zoom? Are you doing that in person? How can people work with you? And is it just people in the US or are you open for clients around the world?
Yeah, so people work with us pretty much in a group program. So they go through like a series of trainings. It's like 8 modules. They do that at their own pace. And then we go live 3 times in a Facebook group and answer questions. It's pretty much just Q&A. And it's a 6-month program. So over the 6 months, it's like 70 hours of coaching. Like by the time you're ending the program, you know exactly how to rewire your brain. You know everything you need to know to fully rewire your brain and then use these tools forever because stressors aren't going to stop coming. We live in a fallen world when we look at stuff Christian-like, and it's just amazing tools to learn. So that's how it is.
I definitely agree with you when you say about the nervous system unbalance. It really, and stress, external stress, really plays a big role with anxiety. I think everyone who's been through an anxiety disorder, if they look back the last 3 to 6 months and have a look at their life, normally anxiety occurs when it's time for a change. It's telling us that we need to take a different direction. And like you say, the nervous system really does play a role with that. And that leads me on to the next question, which is, what is your go-to method for helping me get a good night's sleep regime when dealing with anxiety? So we know that when we're anxious, it's often a cycle of anxiety and low sleep, like a low amounts of sleep and broken sleep. What would your go-to method be for getting a better sleep regime?
Yeah, so We know that when people have sleep problems, they're likely maybe stuck in that fight or flight response. So they feel revved up, they feel tired but wired, maybe a racing mind and heart. And so one of my favorite methods, once again, is going to be visualization, because there's many benefits. Like I said, lowers cortisol, adrenaline, increases the happy chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. All that's really important for sleep. And so what you basically do is you visualize a positive experience, a memory in the past, or something you want to do in the future. If you're trying to sleep, you want to do like a calming visualization. So maybe a visualization of you getting a massage, for example. It can really help get your mind out of the anxious thinking as well. So a lot of times when people are sleeping, they're worrying about this, or they're focused on all the things they have to do tomorrow, or they're ruminating on the fact they can't sleep. And so we want to get their mind out of that space. And so with brain rewiring, one of our goals is to stay in a positive emotional space as much as possible. And so you can do this like at night before bed, you can do it in the middle of the night. And then I always ask myself, like, if I can't sleep, which it's not a problem for me anymore, but how can I work on my mind and my spiritual health in this moment? So instead of trying to control the sleep problems, I'm usually like, okay, what can I do spiritually? Well, I can pray. I can recite all the Bible verses I know, so I can help memorize those into my mind. I can visualize. I can do deep breathing methods. There's different things you can do, like square breathing is where you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds. Just using that time wisely. Instead of worrying, use it for the good.
And regarding sleep and obviously waking up in the middle of the night, feeling anxious. I know that obviously people going through anxiety often get broken sleep. They'll wake up in the middle of the night. Would you then advise them for those go-to methods then? Would you advise them to get out of bed and do those techniques that what work for them? Or how would you advise them like to help them in the middle of the night?
Yeah, definitely in the middle of the night, I would say. You don't want to like get up and do any exercises because you're trying to sleep. But like I would rest in the middle of the night and close your eyes and do a visualization in your head. Obviously, you don't have to speak out loud or anything. You could even, like, if you're really worried about things, or you're like, oh, I have, like, for me, I'm a business owner. So sometimes, like, in the night, if I were not to sleep, I'd be going, I need to do this. I got to tell my employee this. I got to do this. Sometimes even, like, you know, writing down before bed or in the night all the things you have to do, then you can get your mind off of it. Just whatever you got to do to get your mind off the fear-based negative thinking patterns, and then get it onto something positive or grow spiritually. So do prayer in the middle of the night. That's absolutely beneficial. Like I said, reciting those scriptures. If you have some scriptures on your mind that you're trying to memorize, like reciting those in your mind, just using it for the positive instead of the negative. Because if you just sit there and ruminate all night going, oh, I wish I could sleep. How many hours of sleep am I getting? I'm not going to feel good tomorrow if I don't get enough sleep. If you're just cycling in that, you're just heightening your stress response more.
Regarding the faith and praying, how many times actively would you say that you pray per day? And is it always, say, if something negative is happening, or is it something that's built in your regime throughout the day?
Yeah, so it's more of like I think I just naturally do it. So like throughout the day, I probably do it, I don't know, let's just say a dozen times. And I say just like certain like small things like, God, like, I know you're with me. Just please help me in this moment. It might even be like a sentence or two. I do that several times throughout the day. Now where I actually pray and I like close my eyes and I talk for 5, 10, 20 minutes, you know, I probably only do that 2 or 3 times a day. And it's not necessarily just when things are negative. Like I said, it's more of a habit built into my daily structure right now. And so... yeah, when things are negative, sometimes I pray a little bit more, I'll be honest, because times are tough and I'm just trying to press into the Holy Spirit a little bit more. But
so that's really interesting. And you said that you've always been a Christian, but 7 to 8 years ago is where things really changed. Can you just tell me about what happened in that period for you to really lean into faith and Christianity at that specific moment?
Yeah, for sure. So like when I was younger, I was baptized, I grew up in the church, I was confirmed, but I didn't really like read my Bible. I didn't really pray. I didn't really like try to get to know God and talk to him and really have a relationship with him. And so I would say when I was battling with like anxious thoughts, and I just really had nowhere to turn. That's when I really relied on God, and with that, that is how my life transformed. So I believe that that's a big part of getting healthy as well. One of the biggest parts of getting healthy, actually. And so through the tough times, I would say a lot of times when we have a tough time, the Bible calls them trials, such as a health problem or a death in the family, whatever it is, that's a time where people tend to lean into God. And with that, it's like, I'm not turning back. And so I've grown spiritually ever since. I read the Bible, and I just have so much peace doing so, and many of our clients as well.
That's really interesting. And the next question is, do you believe food plays a part with anxiety?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely believe it can. So if you're in that heightened stress response, as I was talking about, you may be sensitive to food. In other words, you may get bloating when you eat gluten, or you may get tired when you eat a lot of sugar. That's really like food sensitivities. But like as I was talking about, on the flip side, if you have a resilient nervous system, you should be able to kind of eat more variety. Like you could be able to eat a sandwich and not really notice, right? So think about like if, you know, maybe before you had anxious thoughts and all of that, you were able to eat whatever you wanted, you just didn't really think about it, and you were able to function. That's really what people want to get back to. And so,
yeah, I hear that a lot, why you say that someone will come and they'll say, well, I was eating, like you just said, I was eating takeaways. I was having what I wanted. It didn't matter if I only had a few hours sleep. Why have I suddenly woken up and now I have to change everything to be able to function on a daily basis? I definitely hear that a lot in the community.
Yeah, so I say the root cause is the nervous system being out of balance, because when you're really resilient, you can your nervous system can handle stressors, right? You can get 4 hours of sleep and function. Like my husband, super resilient, he can get 4 hours of sleep, he can eat the junkiest and he still functions, right? So but when someone's in a stress response, they're so sensitive. Wow, if they don't get 8 hours of sleep, they don't feel good. If they don't have a bowel movement every day, they don't feel good. If they don't eat 100% whole foods, they don't feel good. And if one little thing's off, they crash. And it's like, and I think the root is the nervous system. And so like, if you do, you know, I think the opposite is also true. So I believe whole foods are very healthy, of course. But when you start to obsess over what you should eat, and if you start dreading eating healthy, then really thinking about doing something different and retraining your brain to calm the stress response, that way you can better tolerate it. Because I was not in a good place when I was eating less than 5 foods. I was malnourished. I was jealous every time my husband was eating foods, and I was just heightening the stress response by just being in these mind loops all the time, starving. And so there just has to be a balance of eating healthy. And I think it's more important definitely for people who are in a heightened stress response. But as you retrain your brain, that stress response comes down and your tolerance of stuff goes up. So that's what I found.
And regarding your clients and testimonials, how, I know obviously anxiety recovery is different for everyone, but would you say there's a certain amount of period of time within your program where you start to see real results?
Yeah, so I would say many people see results within the first few weeks. Like a lot of people, they'll be like, wow, I'm sleeping better. My husband noticed that I'm like a different person. My energy's better. My mood is better. Like we see that commonly in the first few weeks. But full transformation does take time. And so anywhere from 3 to 6 months, people see the full transformation. If people are more resilient and they just have maybe a little bit of anxiety or something, they're likely to see results a little bit quicker. But we also work with a lot of people who have like 30 symptoms. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Because a lot of these thinking patterns have been ingrained for a long time. We see that. They fill out these assessments and they're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize. I compare myself to others all the time. I'm quick to blame people. Wow, I go into the negative all the time. And so it takes a little bit of time for your body to catch up with your mind if you do have like physical health challenges like sleep problems, digestive problems and stuff. Yeah.
The next question is, do you believe anxiety is learned behavior? And what can we do to relearn an alternative way of thinking? So I guess this is at the root of everything that you guys are doing.
Yeah, so I believe it has a lot to do with it. I can't just say everything is the way you think. And so we've had a lot of people who have had, you know, a lot of unhealthy thinking patterns for years. Most people who come into our program, I find that unhealthy thinking patterns are very correlated with chronic health challenges. And so, yes, I do believe that. But I also do believe that, you know, physical anxiety can happen too. I'll just give you an example. Let's just say someone has a positive mindset and they're healthy their whole life. Then they have a physical stressor, let's just say pregnancy. And after that, they develop postpartum anxiety or depression. And it's like, huh, well, was it because they thought themselves into it? Sometimes not. Sometimes there's a physical stressor, I believe. But a lot of times it's very correlated with the way people think. And they can identify, wow, I've had some unhealthy thoughts for a very long time. That being said, God can allow a trial also. I believe he's in control. He's sovereign. So he can allow someone to go through a trial. And it's not necessarily you yourself who got you into that. But it does play a huge, huge role. It is very correlated with people's thinking. And so what you can do is basically identify the unhealthy thinking patterns first. Like I said, we have an assessment of 70 of them. Like I said, blame and comparing and ruminating on the tough time. With relationships, it could be resentment or bitterness. There's several different unhealthy thinking patterns. So you first have to identify them. And it could be as simple as setting a timer every 30 minutes on your phone and asking yourself, what am I thinking about? What are my behaviors? Become aware of your behaviors as well. Are they positive or negative? And if you're thinking negative thoughts, we got to get you out of that. And then in the future, when, let's just say, okay, now you're aware of kind of what your negative thoughts are, when they come up in the future, whether it's today or tomorrow, you've got to find a way to distract that, whether you state a Bible verse or you do a breathing exercise or you do a quick 5-minute visualization. You want to redirect your mind onto something positive. And then daily maintenance, you know, growing spiritually is very important. We believe you could do 20 minutes of visualization every day, that type of thing.
What would you say to someone who, say, was spiritual, but then they've gone through an anxiety disorder and they've really lost faith because they feel like, as you know, going through anxiety is very, very tough. And they then question that why should they have to suffer and go through an anxiety disorder? And if there was a God, surely they wouldn't put them through it. What would you say to them people?
Yeah, that's tough. So a lot of times, you know, we live in a fallen world. That's how it's been since Adam and Eve. And so we know that negative things are always going to happen. And even to Christians, just because you become a Christian doesn't mean that your life is going to be perfect. So that's, I think, human nature, that when something bad happens, whether you got broken up with or you got anxiety, no matter what it is, I think it's human nature to go, why me? And then if you have a relationship with God previously, as you mentioned, it's easy to be like, to blame it on God, which really is an unhealthy thinking pattern. We're going into blame, going, God, you did this to me. Why? Those are really what we call unhealthy thinking patterns. But then just like understanding what God says in his word, you know, we look at Job, and he also allowed a trial on Job's life. He suffered for a very long time. And sometimes God doesn't really tell us why. We'll never maybe find out on the side of heaven. But a lot of reasons that we think or we believe that God allows it is to grow our faith. So whenever we have a trial like this, which means a tough time, let's just say you're anxious, sometimes it can be a test from God. Hey, are you going to go further from me or closer to me? And he's just kind of testing your faith. And we can use this, though, to build our character, to help other people. There's good that can come out of trials. You look up Romans 8:28, and it's basically how good comes out of our trials and how God can use them. And so
God, I definitely believe people who've been through an anxiety disorder really do become almost like you say, it betters them to help other people. There's so many people who've gone through anxiety, the toughest times of their lives, but now they've dedicated their lives to help others.
Exactly. And that's the case for me. Like, I wouldn't be like, I've helped thousands. Like, we do these free workshops or thousands, like we do these free workshops every so often, and I've helped thousands. And I just think I have a positive perspective on my past anxiety, because I'm like, wow, I'm doing what I love and I'm helping so many other people. And sometimes when we're in the moment of the tough time actually occurring, we don't see the big picture, but God does. God goes, all right now I just want you to read your Bible, strengthen your faith, because I'm going to use you. And sometimes he allows things to better our life later on, or to better other people later on, and we can't see it. But he knows our plan. He can tell the future. He sees the big picture. although we don't. So
would you say that you are better now, if you do go through a tough time, to recognize the tough time, recognize that it's temporary, and know that you'll be growing from that situation?
Absolutely. So I have little stressors, like the fact that my makeup smudged everywhere this morning before my live today, and I was just like, just tiny little stressors, and then bigger stressors. That's just life. And now it's like, I can easily move on. Like a little thing I used to blow it out of proportion, make it a big deal. Oh my gosh, it ruined my whole day. And now it's like, yeah, I'm good. And I can move on from any life stressor. Like I said, I'm not 100% perfect. I don't think anybody is. But yeah, I use the tools I've learned, and I'm resilient to quickly move on from that.
Just briefly tell me about your husband. You said he has a fundamental part in the business. Has he been through an anxiety journey before, and what's his role with everything that you guys are doing?
Yeah, so I would say like it was not near as bad as mine. So like he had it, but very, very minimally compared to me. Like I was fairly functioning type, where so he's definitely had to apply these tools in certain areas of his life, because like I said, nobody's perfect and everybody's always trying to grow spiritually. But so yeah, he's in the business. He's a coach in our program as well, and he helps with the sales side of things. I do more of the marketing, and so he's just in the business with me and has been for years as well, and so we're a great team.
Fantastic. And how does that, like working together and a relationship together, is it hard? Does it ever get hard? Is the boundaries in place?
Yeah, so since we've been brain rewiring, like we know how to treat each other with love and respect very well. So we're very quick to, like, if one of us like raises our voice or lashes out in anger, we're very quick to say sorry just like that. Because we know that if we hang out into anger or resentment or bitterness, that it's just going to heighten our stress responses. And honestly, the enemy spiritually is just having a heyday with us. And so we get along very well. Is it perfect? No. You know, we have two levels of our house. We can separate a little if needed, but we do really well and we enjoy it.
Wonderful. And the last question from the community, someone said, I too am a Christian. How do you think faith plays a role in anxiety recovery?
Yeah, so we think about fear and faith are opposites. So the Bible tells us not to fear over 100 times in the Bible. It's the most repeated command. So God takes it pretty seriously, and he tells us to simply not fear. Is it easy? No, because everybody does. I don't think anybody has perfect thoughts, as I mentioned earlier. But 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So fear can really just drive us away from God. It can drive us, you know, away from making decisions that we want in our lives. Like, for example, I was super isolated and just fearful of everything. Like I told you, I had severe social anxiety, and it can just really shape us. It can really just keep us from doing what God's calling us to do as well. And because of the mind-body connection, I believe that fear and anxious thoughts can actually physically make us worse, can make us sick. And so, of course, it's a lot tougher. So it's like faith plays a huge role. And so the science says it, the Bible says it. And so, yeah.
No, you are right. There is scientific evidence that says people who lean into faith when they're going through an anxiety disorder are more likely to recover quicker than someone who doesn't, which is really interesting. And I've noticed throughout this interview that it's not with yourself, it's not science or faith. You're happy when the two marry together, right?
Exactly. So, you know, a lot of coaches these days, they focus just on the physical health, right? The diet, supplements, all of that. Or we focus more on the mind and, you know, mental, emotional health, and then the faith, but then also mingling in their science and just how you can actually get out of the stress response by some of the things you're doing, by changing your thinking and doing specific exercises to calm that stress response. So the two are very connected, I believe. Mind, body, spirit. There's three parts to us. We're not just made of a body. We're not just eat healthy, exercise, and get good sleep. We're made of a mind and a spirit. And that's really interesting that you say that about people having faith. I believe that to be true, absolutely, because we have hope. We have hope, and this world being temporary, and we get to go to heaven soon, and that's where life's perfect. And yeah, that's the hope that you can really have right now. So,
well, I really appreciate this chat, and this is the first chat in 4 years of a nature of spirituality and religion and marrying it with anxiety recovery and faith. So I really want to thank you for having this discussion with me and opening up the community to everything that you and your husband are doing. If people want to follow your journey, if they want to come into the groups, etc., where's the best place they can find you? Is it through Instagram? What's your Instagram? And do you like have a website that people can look on?
Absolutely. So my Instagram is @_BrooklynHannah. That's my handle. And so you can just, if you want to connect with me, you can message me the word anxious and I'll know that you came from this. But other than that, yeah, we have a free Facebook group. It's called Brain Rewiring for Health and Happiness. We actually have a free workshop coming up on Monday, the 15th. And so all you have to do is sign up for that by going to www.limbicsystemrewire.com/sensitivity workshop. This is for anybody who has anxious thoughts, anxiety, any type of chronic health challenge. So we have that. And then the main website is that limbicsystemrewire.com. But definitely encourage you to sign up for our workshop because it's 5 days of free content teaching you how to rewire your brain, basically. That starts Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern. So yeah.
That's wonderful. And this will get saved for the community on the Instagram and also converted over to our podcast channel, DLC Live, for everyone who prefers to listen rather than watch. And Brooklyn, if you can send us some details regarding the free workshop, I'd love to share that on the stories for people to join up as well. So that'd be wonderful.
Sure. Yes. I will send you the website for that. So yeah, it's been such a pleasure speaking on here. And if anyone wants to connect with me, shoot me a message and I'd love to chat. So
wonderful. Thank you very much again for taking the time out with the community. And I hope you have a fantastic day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Dean. And we'll
take care.
Bye.